Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Lorenzo Tezzido, Lorenzo Tezzida, Mr. Lorenzo Tezzida, date of birth is 1963, and the date of service is 4-6-2023. Date of birth 1963. Date of accident 1-22-2021. Mr. Lorenzo Tezzida is here for a follow-up visit. He was initially seen on 3-7-2023. His primary care doctor, who was taking care of him, is no longer seeing him. His name is Dr. Freddie Messenson, and his attorney, Mr. Jonathan Hirsch from Hirsch Injury Law, referred this patient as he could not find any physician to take care of him for his auto accident injury related issues. Patient Lorenzo Tezzida was involved in an accident right in front of his house, where he was trying to park his car on the roadside in front of his house. Another car came from behind and lifted his car up all the way with the impact. And as a result, the car was totaled, and he hit his knees to the dashboard, head to the steering wheel, neck whiplash, and pain started in the neck and the lower back and middle back, significantly with radiation to arm and legs, with weakness of the arm on the left side. He also started having pain in the left shoulder, left elbow, both wrist, and the right hip, right knee also. He had been diagnosed as carpal tunnel syndrome on both wrist, and he had 2 injections for carpal tunnel with minimal relief. Overall, the pain has been reported to be between 8 to 10. The patient has been provided with medications, naproxen, trazodone, flexeril, lidocaine. He was provided with narcos and also compounding cream on the last visit, which is bringing him some relief. He reports that he has got 50% relief at this time. And ADLs are affected to the tune of 8. He also reports that he is being followed up at Henry Ford Hospital Pain Clinic, and he was seeing a psychiatrist and a pain physicians there for last several years. And he has been seeing Dr. Hess and Lansara, L-A-N-S-A-S-A-R-A-H, as a pain people in Henry Ford. He reports of severe headache occupying the occipital area, back front area, and both temples, and severe pain lasts for several hours, is 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that his knee was painful before the accident. It was scoped, but after the accident, the pain has become worse, and so is in the right ankle and foot, and he has a difficult time walking, although he never had any new MRI. He reports of relief of almost 80% when he has been provided pain medications, etc. His ADLs are affected as follows. The sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 10. Mood, walking ability, work is affected 9. General activity is affected 10. Relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, please mention the following. He is suffering from moderately severe headaches occupying occipital area, frontal area, right temple, with associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. Regarding the pain, patient is complaining of stiffness of the shoulder bilaterally, as well as neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, jaw pain, clicking and grinding, numbness, nerve pain, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back, upper back pain, neck pain, bilateral shoulder pain, elbow pain on the right, on the, sorry, on the left, and bilateral wrist pain, right hip pain, right knee pain, right ankle and foot pain, and difficulty walking. In the GI, patient reports constipation and incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is an incontinence of the urine frequency. In respiratory, patient reports asthma, coughing, shortness of breath. In the additional history, patient reports no additional history, no changes in the medical surgical history, no hospitalization last 30 days, no weight loss, no other trauma. Current pain medication is Norco. Substance abuse, patient reports using marijuana for their pain relief. In the compliance history, patient reports that he is fully compliant, according to him, in this area. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 124. And 124 over 91, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 98. Patient is 5'10 in the height and 280 pounds, gentlemen. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 3-7-2023. Please just use the general review and musculoskeletal examination and extremities examination. The record number is 0321-022 and 0317-065. He was seen before, after that, on 3-24-2023. I do not have the record number, so I cannot dictate. But please send a copy of this report to Mr. Jonathan Hirsch at J-O-N at Hirsch, H-I-R-C-H, injurylaw.com. Thank you. And plan is to just continue all the medication that were provided on the first visit, because there is a refill on that, as well as patient is provided with the Tylenol with codeine number 3, 30 tablets for further help in the pain. And we are still trying to gather all his medical records, which have been ordered to be released, as well as we are still compiling his information, INEs and others. And once everything is all together, we will be formulating his plan for him. Thank you.